Back to the pony story, part two. Okay, well, tell me what's going to happen in part two. In part one, we found out everything about who was going to be in the story and how they got into the story. But the one thing we didn't hear about is the princess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we know why the princess was sad, but...
But we don't know anything about who she was.
Yeah.
Where she came from.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you where she came from. She was a very unusual princess. She came from Ireland. She was born in Ireland. Before the first tree was ever grown in Ireland, she was born in Ireland. She was born in Ireland.
Did she move to Wales?
No, well, she probably did go to Wales, actually. But she was born in Ireland before there were trees, and at a time when the stones used to talk to each other, absolutely out loud, before they went silent. Oh yes, Ireland was a place full of conversations. The rocks used to shout, the little stones used to whisper, the ones in the middle were very good at ordinary conversation. It was quite an extraordinary country. In fact, every other country in the whole world used to say that Ireland was the noisiest country in the world, because all the rocks were chattering all the time, and they didn't even stop chattering when they went to sleep. Oh, yes.
So they were talking in their sleep?
They were talking in their sleep. The rocks were. Absolutely. And when there was a volcano, it was just like the whole of the rocks had, you know, started cheering at the same time. Everything went up in the air. And when lava fell down and fell on top of the rocks, everybody thought it was just like having a sauna. Oh, yes. Ireland was a very strange country before there were any trees. And the princess was born before there were trees.
So what did the trees bring?
Oh, the trees brought air. The trees brought rain. The trees brought vegetation. And the trees brought snakes. Oh, yes, the trees brought snakes. There used to be snakes in the trees in Ireland. Do you remember who got rid of the snakes in Ireland?
But it might be St. Patrick.
Right.
Might
be St. Patrick. Right. I think I'm going to have to try to force my way out of here, Grace. I'm a bit stuck in the traffic.
Because you passed a red light.
There we are. There we are. No, I didn't. I passed a no right light. So, anyway, back before the people came, the princess was here first. Yes, the princess actually arrived in Ireland on a boat.
Dad.
Yes.
Please, can we get on to the story?
Okay.
So now we know where she was born in. Now, can we get
Well, we don't know where she was born. We know that she landed in Ireland. She was princess in Ireland. That's where this whole story took place. But we don't know where she was when she got into the boat in the very first place. But we won't tell anyone, will we? We'll just forget about where she came from. Right?
Where?
Oh, no, we won't tell anybody. That can be a secret. Right?
In between us.
Yeah, but I won't even tell you.
What? Please, I really want to know.
Well, it can come out in the story when she gets married and they have to find out was she born. Okay? We'll leave it then. Okay, the princess, fed up as anything, used to go out every day with her horses, but on a Monday she'd get on crystal, on a Tuesday she'd get on silver, on a Wednesday she'd get on diamonds, and a Thursday she would forget which horse it was, whose turn it was, so she'd just
sparkle.
She'd get on sparkle. But, you know, sometimes she'd just get on any horse. But the problem was she had nobody to race, and the princess was a natural racer. I mean, she loved horses, she loved looking after them, she liked brushing them, she liked... What was that thing? She liked being a farrier. Yes, she did. She loved being a farrier. She liked being a blacksmith as well. Oh, yes. She liked doing all sorts of things. She even made herself a bridle once. Oh, yeah. You know what she made a bridle out of?
What?
Sheepskin. She dried the skin of a sheep. cut it into a shape of a bridle. But it was easily eaten by the horse, and that was the end of that. So it wasn't much good. Oh yes, this was some princess, I tell you what. But what was she going to do? Well, the only thing she could do was go exploring in Ireland to try to find somebody. So one day she said to her mother and father, who always let her do everything that she wanted to do, she said, I'm going off. I'm leaving home. I'm going off around the whole of Ireland because I'm going to try to find somebody else who has just as many horses as me and who will play. Because I'm fed up being here with nobody to play and just having horses all the time. You know, people can't just be friends with horses, you know, she said to her father. Her father was actually not very interested in horses at all. Her father was really interested in deer. And he used to keep huge numbers of deer in near his castle. Oh, yes.
Ready to eat?
Hold on, I gotta be very careful here driving. That lorry nearly bashed into me. Oh yes, I tell you what we'll do now, Grace. I think we'll take a little bit of a rest from the story.
No!
Yeah.
We just started.
Nah, well, okay, but it takes a while to get going. Okay, well, the father said goodbye to the daughter, and the mother said goodbye to the daughter. The mother gave her a present when she was leaving.
What was it?
She gave her a scissors. And she said to her, look, if you ever get into any trouble, you can use this scissors to cut your hair off and you can tie your hair up into a rope and you'll be able to climb up a tree or down a tree or down a cliff or anything you like. But you can always use your hair for a rope if you have a scissors. And it's much easier to cut your hair than to try to pull it out piece by piece. So the little girl smiled. She said, well, my mother, you are a queen. You're not a queen for nothing, you know. So she went down, packed her bag, threw everything she wanted into one bag, put on a pair of jodhpurs.
What did she bring? Why was she putting on a pair of jodhpurs?
Because she was going to ride a horse.
Oh, which horse did she ride?
Well, that was the problem. She started off riding Crystal.
I was hoping that she could ride Silver.
Yeah, so was Silver. Because Silver actually, strange for a horse, Silver was the one of the four horses that she had who actually liked being ridden. The others were all a bit lazy and they were just happy to just go around munching grass all the time.
Yeah, but yeah, you see, Silver, what was the first pony she ever had?
Oh, that must be it. That must be it. So they were old friends from a way back, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the princess liked Silver better than she liked any of the other ones?
Maybe.
Well, we'll find out. Because some very strange things happened on this adventure, you know.
What?
Every one of the horses revealed something about themselves that the princess had never known before. Oh, yes.
How?
Well, that'd take a long time. We'll have to get through the whole story. They have to go all the way around Ireland. I have a feeling this could be a very long story. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to put up with it because we've just arrived at your singing class.